Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, your Son, we come before you seeking your strength and protection as we face the spiritual battles in our life. We acknowledge that we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places. Father God, we put on the whole armor of God as you have instructed in your word, so that we can stand firm against the schemes of the devil. We gird our loins with the belt of truth, knowing that your truth sets us free. We put on the breastplate of righteousness, knowing that it is your righteousness that covers us. Our feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, ready to stand firm in your peace and to share with others. We take up the shield of faith with which we can extinguish all the flaming arrows and darts of the evil one. We put on the helmet of salvation, secure in the knowledge of our salvation through Christ Jesus. And we take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, using it to encounter every deception and lie of the enemy. In the authority of Jesus Christ, I come today as we stand against all forces of darkness that seek to encroach upon our life, our family, our community, and we declare that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and that every tongue that rises against us in judgment, it shall be condemned. Father God, we ask for your angelic host to encamp around us, protecting us from hurt, harm, and danger, and leading us in your paths of righteousness. We pray for discernment to recognize the enemy tactics and the wisdom to navigate through them with your guidance. Jesus, we commit and submit ourselves to you. We resist the devil and trust that he will flee from us. We fill ourselves with your Holy Spirit. Refill us right now, mighty God, so that we can pray at all times with all prayer and supplication, keeping alert with all perseverance for all the saints. And Heavenly Father, we come before you in the mighty name of Jesus, armed with the truth and authority of your word. We declare that Jesus has defeated the enemy and has disarmed the principalities and powers. In his victory, we stand firm against every scheme of darkness and against every scheme of the enemy in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we resist the devil and his attempts to steal, kill, and destroy. For your word says that we resist him, that he must flee. And so we claim that promise now in the name of Jesus, and we command every influence of darkness in our life to leave in the name of Jesus. Father God, we apply the blood of Jesus as our protection, and we declare that his blood shields us from every attack, from every curse, and every lie of the enemy. We are covered in the mighty name of Jesus, from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet, with the powerful blood of Jesus. Your word is our sword, and with it we cut down every argument, we cut down every stronghold, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of Christ, and we bring every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Father God, we stand in the authority you've given us to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt us. We declare victory over the works of the enemy in our lives, over our families, over our health, over our finances, over our pastors, over our bishops, over our church family, over our calling and our ministries. Holy Spirit, fill us now with your power and your presence, that we may walk in the fullness of God's might. Illuminate the word as we read and as we pray, turning it into living and active weapon against the enemy. We thank you now for revelation, insight, and understanding. We thank you for the angels that you dispatch on our behalf, and we ask that you send them to guard us in all of our ways, to keep us in line with your word and your will. We praise you, God, for you are our refuge and our fortress. You are our God in whom we trust, and deliver us from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. We thank you for covering us with your feathers, and under your wings, let you be our refuge. Father, we thank you in Jesus' name as we declare that we are more than a conqueror through him who loves us. And we rejoice in your promise, knowing that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We stand on the victory of the the cross and in faith as we look forward to seeing your kingdom come and you it will be done in our life as it is in heaven. Father God, we thank you for your promise of victory and for the assurance that you are always with us. We give you all the glory, honor, and praise, trusting in your mighty name, trusting in your mighty power to prevail in every aspect of our life. We stand in awe of your majesty, and we thank you for your loving care and protection, Lord. You are the commander of the heavenly host, and you dispatch your angels according to your divine will. And in this time of spiritual warfare, we humbly request your mighty angels to surround us and protect us, to protect our family and everything that concerns us. Your word says in Psalms 91, 11 and 12, that you will command your angels concerning us to guard us in all of our ways. They will lift us up in your hands so that we will not strike our foot against a stone. And so today, as we navigate through this challenging period, we ask God that for your angelic warriors to fortify the boundaries around us and to shield us from the schemes of the adversary. Let your angels be a barrier between us and any forces of darkness that seek to harm or deceive us. With Father God, we pray for the ministry of your angels to strengthen and embolden our spirit, just as your angels strengthened Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane. May your Holy Spirit guide us in all truth and righteousness, providing wisdom for every decision and clarity for every step. Father God, we acknowledge that our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of the dark world, against the spiritual forces and evil in heavenly realms. Therefore, God, we ask for your heavenly host to join us in battle, to fight alongside us, and to enforce the victory of the cross in every area of our life. Jesus, we thank you. We thank you for your promise of angelic protection and intervention, and we trust in your unfailing love and the mighty power of your right hand. May your peace, which surpasses all understanding, guard our hearts and minds that is in Christ Jesus. We give you glory this day, God. We give you honor this day, God. We give you praise this day, God, knowing that you are at work for our good and your glory in Jesus' name. And as we come before you in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for your love. We thank you for your protection. We thank you for your grace and your mercy. We thank you for the heavenly host that serves according to your divine purpose, Lord God. We speak your word. We speak the words so that the mighty angels like Michael, who fight on our behalf of your people, and Gabrielle, that brings divine messages, will fight for us. And we humbly ask you to dispatch your angels to surround us, to guard us, to minister us as we navigate, Lord God. We thank you for Michael, the archangel contending with the devil, and he fights the battles for us in heavenly realms. We pray for strength and protection in the spiritual battles that we face. Let your angels encamp around about us and deliver us from evil, just as they has done for your servant throughout the scriptures. And God, we ask for your presence. We ask for your presence that guards our heart and our minds in Christ Jesus. Let your ministering spirits be a beacon of light and truth, guarding us in our accordance with your will and with your word. We acknowledge that our help comes from you, Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. For you are our fortress, you are our shield, and in you we put our trust. As we lift our hands, Father, as we lift our hearts to you, God, the author and the finisher of our faith, we thank you now for your presence, God, for the unseen hosts of heaven that stand ready to do your bidding, and we rest in the assurance of your protection and provision. We give you glory, honor, and praise now and forever. Oh, Father, we thank you that you are moving mightily as I speak, Father. We thank you that Hebrews 1 and 14 says that are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation. And so now, Lord God, we thank you for encouraging our spirit. We thank you for the understanding of the kingdom, God. We thank you, Lord God, that you do not disappoint, God. We thank you, Lord God, that we are able to stand in spiritual warfare and defeat the powers of the enemy. We come with humility, Lord God, realizing the presence and work of angelic beings on our behalf, Lord God. And so we thank you in gratitude. We give you praise today, God, and we give you honor today, God. We thank you for the revelation that you will bring to your people, Father. We thank you, Lord God, no weapon formed against us shall prosper, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, that your word says in James 4 and 7, submit yourselves therefore to God and resist the devil and he will flee. We thank you that Isaiah 54:17 states Christ, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise up against us in judgment shall be condemned, Father, and that this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. We thank you for Psalms 91, Lord God, that we can walk and we can recite this in times of danger, Father, that you will keep protection over us, Father. And so we thank you on today. We thank you, Lord God, that you will not allow our foot to be dashed against a stone. We thank you, Lord God, that you are covering our minds and keeping us in perfect peace. We thank you, Lord God, that we are covered by the blood of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that our hearts and our minds are staying on you, Father. And we thank you, Lord God, that you will get the glory out of our lives, Father, that you will use us as mighty vessels in the kingdom of God. Father, we pray this prayer today, that if any person, Lord God, is hurt, Lord God, if any person, Lord God, is dealing with spiritual wickedness in high places, Father, that they will recite your word, Lord God. Father, that they will know, Lord God, that it is you that will do the work and not them themselves, Lord God. And so today, Lord God, as we recite your word, Lord God, as we speak of your word, as we dwell on your word, as we learn of your word, that you will help us, Lord God, to understand the things that you will let us see. Just like your word states in 91 in Psalms, Lord God, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge. He is my fortress. He is my God, and I will trust in him. Surely he shall deliver you and I from the snare of the fowler and from the noisiest pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His trust shall be thy shield and thy buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come near to you and I, and only with thy eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come near thy dwelling, for he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all of their ways. They shall bear thee up with their hands, lest thou dash thy feet against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and the dragon thou shalt trample under their feet, because he hath set his love upon me. Therefore will I deliver him, he said. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon thee, me, and I will answer him, and I will be with him in trouble, and I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. And that is the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. And God, we praise you this day. We thank you this day. We honor you this day. It is in the Lord Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.